Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break. You ready for this one, guys?
Go for it.
You ready for this one?
For what? What are you?
The Writer's Room Podcast, where three people who are groovy have an hour to try and break the story for a movie. I'm your host.
Oh, my God.
I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
Story Break, Story Break. I'm Will Campos. I'm a writer.
Good luck making that one rhyme.
My name's Matt. I can't sing. My last name is Arnold.
What are we doing today, Freddie?
This week, one that was sent in by some of our dedicated, good-looking viewers. Well, I guess listeners, I suppose. Alex Same, Owen Elizabeth, James Allner, thank you very much for putting this one on our radar. We today are going to attempt to break the movie for everyone's favorite bald cleaning product mascot, Mr. Clean.
Frey, why don't you explain who Mr. Clean is?
Mr. Clean, you know what? To explain who Mr. Clean is, we got to start at the beginning. Procter and Gamble. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Procter, probably some other white dude named Gamble, and together they created Procter and Gamble, and they said, you know what we need? We need some products that people can use in their homes. So their deal is this. They created a cleaning product. It's Mr. Clean's been around, actually, for a very long time.
Yeah, they've shown up in my history books.
All right, Mr. Clean is a older gentleman who appears to be of the Caucasian persuasion, who is very buff, and he wears like a tight-fitting white shirt and white pants.
He's kind of a... looks like he does a lot of bench. He skips the squat, skips leg day, does a lot of bicep curls.
Well, you know, he's working that mop in the commercials, so I think it's a lot of upper body.
I think it's because he's about endurance and cardiovascular. So he doesn't skip leg day, he just runs.
That's
true. He's got
those
lean runner legs.
But he's got a real trapezoidal body shape. You know what I mean? Like kind of heavy at the top.
So he's bald, like sort of nude head bald. He's got big white eyebrows and blue eyes and a mysterious gold earring hanging from his left ear.
He's just so fucking clean. He's got his white clothing. There is not a spot on it. He doesn't even bother with hair. Rather than trying to keep hair clean, he's like, screw that. And he just has a waxed head. He's clean.
I'm looking at a picture of someone turned his trademark like sort of like normal white shirt into a deep V-neck shirt, and I want to kill myself. I hate it. All right, so Mr. Clean in the commercials, Mr. Clean shows up. He helps you clean your house. He has a kind of sexual energy. I gotta
be
honest.
He definitely has a horny energy to him, Matt, which makes him probably your favorite.
And it's not just recently, because there's this new commercial that came out. We were getting to all these debates online about if the new Mr. Clean is sexy, but like he was always portrayed as sexy to the housewife, which is kind of the problematic nature of him. But like we watched a 1960s commercial called Mean Mr. Clean, which I implore you to go Google.
It is like a jazz bebop, like weird beatnik commercial.
Like zoom in on woman's mouth and they go, clean, he hates dirt. And then he's like being like sexy and like winking and like, you know,
scowl.
Like
he's got a real smoldering scowl going on.
Very strange.
In animated form,
In animated form.
The fantasy ostensibly is that there's nothing sexier than a man who knows how to clean. Mr. Clean is, you know, therefore, like, you know, the man who knows cleaning best. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So how do we land on this?
I mean, I had a couple thoughts. One, I'm literally staring at this gif of his butt waggling as he's mopping.
Those glutes.
And all I could think about was Gene Kelly. It's like I'm pretty sure they looked at this great shot in American in Paris of Gene Kelly.
I'm Googling Gene Kelly butt.
Oh my God, you're gonna see the perfect shot of his butt.
Gene Kelly, everyone at home, if you're playing along, Google Gene Kelly butt, and you will see a man with
I'm literally about to scoot away from my microphone.
A very nice dancer's bottom. He has Mr. Clean butt, though.
Yeah,
you're right.
I am almost certain that
that the animation
Gene
reference
butt
was Gene Kelly's butt.
Because it's also Gene Kelly in American Paris has this like beige, very light beige pants. Anyways, so like the things that are just going off in my head were Mary Poppins with a sexy bald dude, and then Gene Kelly. And then, like, a musical. I don't know. Like, again, you don't want it to be literally this housewife is impressed by this man who comes in and cleans. But also, I kind of want to be, like, a hornier.
Listen, the best episodes we have are when Matt Arnold gets a little thirsty, am I right?
Mary Poppins. But,
I'm going to start the clock right now. It's already started.
Let's
dive in.
Let's dive in on Mr. Clean. I was going to say, most recently there was a pretty steamy Super Bowl commercial, almost like if you saw Magic Mike 2, like when Joe Mangiello does like the burlesque number in the store and then douses himself with the water at the end. It was like, it's that, but it's Mr. Clean cleaning the house and, you know, this woman is watching him clean and getting more and more excited, and then it turns into her husband and she makes out with him, and Matt and I got into a big argument about a think piece on Jezebel about whether that was okay or not.
Well, now I'm thinking where it could have gone, because I've been reading the comments, and I think the Jezebel piece misses the main point, which would be that it should end with, it shouldn't be her schlubby husband. It should be her schlubby husband comes in. She should end up with Mr. Clean. I feel like that's the real problem. The problem is not that she's attracted to Mr. Clean. It's like, oh, the husband who clearly doesn't do shit around the house normally because he cleans once now suddenly becomes Mr. Clean. You earn Mr. Clean. You earn the status.
That's okay. Yes. I think is that there was something that bothered me about the, and again, but I think you're right where it's like, again, like men want an award just for fucking showing up. Do you know what I mean? And it's like the ad is definitely like the subtext of the ad is like, hey, schlubby husband, if you clean up around the house once. Your wife will maul you.
Yeah.
And jump your bones. And it's like, fuck no, dude. Like, fucking, she busts her ass off 24/7. You got to do more than just sling a mop once, go, oh, is this clean enough? And then she's just going to fucking just throw herself at you. Give me a break.
Yeah, she should have just pushed the husband out of the way. Grab Mr.
Clean.
I have
a new husband now.
Yeah.
This ball. Yeah. I'm going to be caressing this ball head all the way to the Caribbean.
Well, because here's the
I'm
thing.
Leaving
it
you, Terry.
Inadequate man. Your wife is going to leave you for
yes.
Mr. Clean.
So I like Mr. Clean.
You know what
like,
sells products? Fear.
Well, here's what I like about Mr. Clean. If like done correctly, is like he should be. Because there's this other commercial, which I don't even know where it came from, but 2014, the story of Mr. Clean, where they essentially just take the story of Superman. But it's this guy, there's this really great shot of, like, they also clarify, like, don't worry, he wasn't a loser, he had friends. But all of his friends are looking at this bike in this window of a toy store.
A different idea.
And then for some reason, there's also, like, a mop and bucket, and that's what he's looking at. Mm-hmm. But it is, like, he works really hard. Like, he realizes he wants the world to be clean, mm-hmm. and then he goes all over the world, and he works out, and he finds out what clean means in all the different cultures around
by
the
way,
world.
And the shorthand for that, just to point out, the shorthand for that is, I guess, going to the Himalayas and just hanging out with some Tibetan monks. Like, literally, there's a shot of him, like, doing some bullshit kung fu, like holding two buckets.
Yeah, there's a little
and
bit
like,
two sudsy buckets.
Two sudsy buckets. While like a random like Buddhist monk is just kind of like smiles and nods to them. I'm like,
it's a little white colonial story or something going on.
A little
but,
bit.
But the idea
he's got Freddie, he's got to learn those ancient Chinese laundry secrets.
Yeah, ancient Chinese secret, huh?
But the idea, it is like, you could see him as like this positive role model of like clean body, clean mind, fit body, fit mind. Like, he's like
clean genetics,
clean perfectly
racial
white.
Purity.
Yeah, so the fact that he's this clean white guy.
We're going to have to be very careful this episode.
He's a white guy who's clean, and yes, clean can be used problematically, but like, his nature is very wholesome. There's nothing not wholesome about Mr. Clean. He smiles. He's just a clean dude who comes and helps people around the house and just wants to be clean.
Minus, of course, his brief stint in the 60s where he was mean Mr. Clean and was stealing, like, beatnik wives all over
the
country.
Yeah, which is a very weird.
You know, Mr. Clean is clean. It's all of us who are dirty.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Mr. Clean is a Rorschach test for all of our own dark thoughts.
He's a different, like...
He's not the brawny man.
He's a different look.
True,
like also,
true,
like he's got
point.
An earring. He's bald. He's fit. He wears all white clothing. Like again, there's like I was looking at the Jezebel like comments and people were like, I'm pretty sure I saw guys like that in like my gay club like 10 years ago. Like he's not like the traditional like American macho guy. He's like I think there's something nice about him. Like he's a different dude. He's his own. He's his own thing. He's you know he does what you know he does him. So I think he should be. You know, ignoring the fact that it's a giant corporation that's been around since 1837.
Can we just make this movie a gay romance between him and the brawny man? Because the brawny man is also very, very sexy.
Okay, in this modern age where everybody's overwhelmed, anxiety's on the rise, nobody can turn off their Twitter and shit. I feel like a family who's just having a tough time in today's world.
Their house is a shithole.
Their house is a shithole. Like, they're both working multiple jobs to pay their kids through schooling. They have to pay for daycare, which like I'm discovering since we're thinking about having a kid is like $20,000. It's like more than my rent if you're gonna have a kid in daycare.
Really?
Yeah.
It costs more to board a kid in
daycare is so expensive. So yeah,
we
there's
gotta
a problem.
Start a daycare.
So like the idea that just a person who can show up and help this family.
Well, that's a very Mary Poppins. So, that's a very
again,
Mary
Poppins. Going back to that Mary Poppins idea.
Yeah, I think Mary Poppins.
About, like just this buff, yoked.
Harry Poppins.
Well,
but
got
no hair. Yeah. And I'm going to reach over for a high five on that one, Will.
I'm gonna leave
Don't
you
leave
hanging.
Me hanging.
All right, also, very well. It also gets this, you know, traditional American family to kind of open their minds up and maybe think like about polyamory and like. Maybe spark their romance.
They'd be
in
like,
bed.
Listen, why does a family need just you know two? Why not?
Like the husband comes home
loving.
And she's in bed with Mr. Clean. He's like, "No, what, honey? You two keep doing your thing. I'm gonna go clean up the house. I think
maybe that's what
I think you've earned it."
That's by the way. That's why this house is so expensive. They have 18 bedrooms for all the lovers.
What if Channing Tatum was Mr. Clean?
He would probably be my draft pick for
okay.
a casting choice.
I think it's also gonna help to like. Because nobody can hate Channing Tatum, right? Everyone loves like Channing
Everyone
Tatum.
Loves Channing Tatum.
I think so, right? Like, I feel like Channing Tatum is universal.
All genders and races and creeds.
I feel like he's pretty
We can all unite in our love
like,
of
Hopefully
Channing
he'll never
Tatum.
Be Milkshake Duck, but for right now, Channing Tatum.
we need to do Milkshake
oh,
Duck.
Oh,
story
oh
break.
My God, yeah. Okay, add that one to the LS. Holy shit.
Is Mr. Clean your character or is he Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Like, Mary Poppins is like... Force,
the force of nature,
and the characters are the father and the children. And
well, what's so? I'm not actually honestly a little rusty on the old M Pops. What is the sort of arc of it? I know Dad's like overworked, and the kids are like, "Whoa, spoonful of sugar!" Like the kids are, I guess, diseased. I guess the kids are some sort of chronic disease that they have to take medicine for, and so she's helping them out with that. It's like kind of a euthanasia parable. Is that what it is?
A euthanasia
no.
parable. I don't know that I have seen Mary Poppins.
You guys haven't seen Mary Poppins?
I've seen the Simpsons version, Sherry Poppins, and so I'm familiar with that version of the story.
Man, we're going to have to watch Mary Poppins reflections
upon sometime. Simulacra and simulation, yes.
I mean,
indeed.
Mary Poppins is essentially, it's really the story of the father who's this, like, banker who is, like, doesn't give a shit about his children. And in the end, it's like he realizes he got to spend more time at home and have a better work-life balance. Like, it is very much more about, like, a family. Because, again, if you saw the story about, like, the person, the woman who wrote Mary Poppins, like, it is about, like, dealing with, like, her problems with her, like, her unloving, working, you know, workaholic father who's really just, you know, using work to avoid the family and, like, dealing with shit. Mm. And Mary Poppins, like, helps these kids kind of deal not having, like parents at home, and then the dad realizing he's missing it all. Yeah.
But she flies?
Yeah. I mean, okay. She flies and she's magical and she's wonderful. She's about, like, getting rid of, like, all that modern cynicism. Like,
Let's talk about chores, gentlemen. Let's talk about cleaning. Like, this is this job that nobody wants to do.
Mm-hmm. To the point where the first steps into automation, like Roombas and stuff, are trying to deal with this. The first, in fact, even the first stuff, like the washing machine, et cetera, mm-hmm. we've been trying to get out of this gig for the entirety
it's
of humankind.
It's this never-ending battle with entropy, right?
True,
and
true.
It is like I can't remember. I don't know if it was Betty Friedan or it was an early feminist talking about housework and talking about housework was this chore that would fill whatever time it had available. Mm-hmm. Like that, like there was this illusion that you. And again, it was a way that you know, like that patriarchy subjugates women is that. It's like, just you got to clean the house, right? But, like, there is always more house to clean. It is a chore that will fill up whatever time you give it, right? And then that is this an inescapable wheel. And, like, you know, like, Well, we can dive into the sexist history of housework in a second and how vis-a-vis we're going to tackle that in a Mr. Clean movie. But the... Again, like I'm intrigued by the idea of this battle with entropy and this like this thing none of us want to do. It's also like a constant source of stress in our lives.
Yeah,
it's a constant source of shame. Like there's always like any time
well,
we
not,
have
not for Matt, but go ahead.
Not for Matt, but for anyone who is
for
associated
anyone else.
With Matt.
he just sort of offloads that burden onto us.
Yeah, the boy king Matt Arnold just traipsing where he will. But I like again like in my house like the like whenever we have people over like I freak out and I'm like oh my god like there's dust everywhere.
Well, that's
like,
a go-to excuse whenever someone comes in.
The bathroom is so gross. Yeah, anytime someone comes over,
you're just
like
sorry, this place
sorry,
is a mess.
It's a mess, right?
You feel obligated as a human being to apologize for the state of your place, no matter what state that place happens to be in.
Yeah.
So to dive into a second, since you guys are throwing shade over my way, cleaning is good. Like we should clean.
Yeah.
Like. like not cleaning and being messy, like for me, is like a, it's a symptom of my anxiety. It's OCD. It's like a way to self sabotage.
Now you're making us feel bad.
It's a way to like self sabotage myself. You don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad.
I feel a little bad, but I feel bad about everything at all times. So that's just my kind of thing.
But there is like exactly the philosophy. The philosophy of it's just gonna get dirty again. Like that is a childish philosophy.
Yeah,
that
true,
is like
true.
Like overcoming that is overcoming like mortality. It's overcoming the whole point of existence.
Because
at
the core,
there is no end game.
No, because my mom, like, mom would actually beat me on that every time. Because I'm like, why fool my bed? It's just gonna go. And she literally is just like, why get up in the morning? You're dying soon.
Yeah,
it's like, Freddie's mom. Damn,
she knew it.
It's literally getting back on the horse again. It's being mindful. It's like a form of meditation for people that care. Ashley, my wife likes cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like, and she has,
thank God for that.
But she has, she has other aspects like clothes, like her, sorry, Ashley, I'm throwing your dirty laundry. Like, where she has that kind of like cycle that I do is laundry. She hates laundry. Laundry is the one thing that piles up for her. Mm-hmm. Like, that is her source of stress. I think everybody gets some form of cleaning that becomes their form of stress.
Yes.
Like, if you didn't have something dirty, then you'd have to exert that energy onto something else. So hers is laundry. But otherwise, like, she likes to clean the floor. She likes stuff to be clean. Like, that's her way to stay calm. Whereas like me, I'm the same way, but the opposite. The only thing I like clean is my board game collection, and then everything else gets messy.
Oh my God. The amount of Kickstarters Matt Arnold has personally funded of just like board game, like subdivider, laser cut, wood cut board game subdividing. So it's like it's not enough to just buy the board game. You have to buy a special wood cut, laser cut thing that allows you to reorganize within the board game.
There is so much
holy shit
extra bric-a-brac involved in Matt's board
game
collection.
When you pick up one of Matt's board games, it's the equivalent of when you pick up like Matt's copy of like Catan, it's the equivalent of walking into a party and forgetting that your beverage is there, and you pick up that can and like it's empty and you just like lift it into the air. It's the opposite of that. You pick up Matt's board games.
I don't understand. It's heavy.
You have heavy board games.
Well, okay, that's how you get to heavy?
I thought you were going to say,
listen,
like, it's
organized.
Listen,
man, a genius mind works in strange, labyrinthian ways.
Okay,
one final
thing
I was going to say, my wife is an occupational therapist, so she deals with mindfulness all the time.
Sure, yeah.
So I think, like, again, to me, like, clean is something that is, like, I think everybody should strive for.
So I want to just drill down on the character here really quick. If Mr. Clean represents, like, all of this, right? What is the opposite of that? And I was like, well, there's two ways you can go, right? You can go with, here's a slob and this slob has to learn how to clean stuff up. But I think that's a little boring. Because to me, I'm like, what if you go even a step further, it's somebody who doesn't even want attachments, right? Like, I hear about stories. You hear the stories of those guys who are like, they get sort of Don Draper-esque, right? Where they get a whole bunch of stuff and they're like, you know what? I'm out. And they fake their own death and they just peace out, right?
I've never heard this.
You never heard about this?
No, but this is rad. So wait, people...
Matt's like, I'm interested. Go
but
on.
You know, it's like you have stories of people who fake...
So they just leave everything?
Have
and you just start over? That's incredible.
But right, but again, the idea of like... Right, like it's the idea of a disposable life versus one that you have to maintain.
Well,
right?
Yeah, cleaning is taking care of something.
Exactly. Yes. So if you're to go away from that, the idea of somebody who like has faked their own death because they're just like, you know what, I got too much stuff, I've built it all up. Instead of cleaning it, instead of fixing it, I'm just erasing the slate and starting over, right?
What if that is Mr. Clean's secret? Not that he faked his death and ran away from his family, but like again, you have a Mary Poppins, right? And she's like a sort of wandering Ronin going from place to place. cleaning for everybody, like helping other people, but or like Chocolat.
Yeah.
You know, Chocolat, they go from town to town and she's never put down roots.
Yeah.
Right? And so for Mr. Clean, like he goes around cleaning up other people's lives, but he's never had a life of his own. Mm. You know what I mean? Like he's never made his own mess. Or maybe he did make a mess and he's running away from it by trying to clean the rest of the world. Like there's some big mess he never took care of.
You cut back to Mr. Clean's room and it's a big mess. Like dun dun dun. It's like we all have stuff we try to live with.
It's just too much of a mess. I don't know how to tackle it. I think Mary Poppins is interesting. There's also like, my mind leaps to like Marie Kondo. Like if you've read The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up, like it's cleanliness is a, now that's more about decluttering than it is about being clean, but it's a similar kind of thing. Where she's get rid of all the stuff you don't need. Right. Cause it's this invisible emotional burden you're putting on yourself. I think that's really interesting. I look at makeover shows or like Hoarders or even like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about like every time I watch an episode of Queer Eye, like there's always that question in your mind. Like they come in, they clean up the guy's life, they try to impart some wisdom on him, but there's always that question for me at the end. Like, did this person just revert back to?
Did it take?
You know, yeah. Did it take? Like in some of the again, they follow up with him, and some of the guys it does take, and I'm sure some of the guys it doesn't take.
Maybe he can come in, right? Like maybe he can come in, but this is a deeper philosophical question we're trying to answer. I mean, he can come in and like. Like, tidy up, and your dog can be spick and span, and those floors, are they wet or are they dry, right? Like, they're totally clean now. But if is it not then a Sisyphean task for this man to constantly be fighting what is fundamentally chaos and entropy? These are large philosophical issues at play.
Yeah, but I feel like there's nothing interesting about Mr. Clean as a character.
I know, I feel like he is the supernatural force. Yeah, he is the Mary Poppins.
He's a force of positive. Like it's stuck as like so. The new Netflix Queer Eye is fantastic. If you haven't seen it, I was like, man, like this movie's just Tom. Like, this movie's just the first episode of the Netflix Queer Eye. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys are just all Mr. Clean. They're all incredible. Mm-hmm. And Tom is like, if you haven't seen it, you have to watch the first episode.
You're going to cry.
But it is, like, that one took. Like, him and his ex-wife are engaged again. Mm-hmm. And, like, his life is just better because he just takes care of himself again.
Yeah. So, okay, well, let's talk about this family.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's not a family. I don't think it's one dude. I think they all have different cleanliness bugaboos,
issues.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The kids are messy for, like, you know, again, it's like he's also got to get at the core of what's really broken that's caused, because the mess is a symptom, right?
Yeah.
The mess is a symptom of a deeper anxiety, a deeper lack of love. Because, again, like, you can clean those floors so shiny that, you know, they shine back up at you, but you're going to see yourself in that reflection.
Dang, Will!
So, all right, so let's take the modern family, right? Let's take the... All right, so you got...
I feel like a very... Again, one of the things that, you know, ignoring the politics of it, I think one of the reasons Roseanne was popular, and I think, you know, one reason I like the middle, and, like, you just don't see enough, like... You know, working class families.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that is something that is missing in modern TV and movies nowadays, especially as the working class and the middle class is falling farther and farther away from the wealthy. So, like, again, I do think, like, you know, they're fucking trying to live their life on two, you know, mediocre salaries in this expensive world, and they're just kind of getting by. They're getting by without cleaning, right? They're getting by without that positive process in their life of actually maintaining. They're just surviving.
Yes.
Right?
All right, so this family is surviving, right?
So you got this couple who are both working jobs to get their to pay their kids through school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you do. He's a care worker or something like that. He works in like a hospital, like as a nurse or like a and then she does like Uber or something like that, like a gig economy type thing, like you know, like a delivery.
The hospice worker is intense because like that place, you got to keep that place perfectly clean. Like his work is just nothing but clean, and for people who are going to die very soon.
I was saying hospital. You could do hospice. Hospice is pretty gnarly,
and it's like he's got a tough life. Like he's helping people, and again, that'd be hard. It's important. Like even in the end of your life, it's about like comfort. Like right, medical like treatment changes to comfort. Like it just becomes about comforting you.
So this guy, okay, that's interesting though, because I get it would be a dual income family, and then you do.
Okay, so this husband is a hospice worker.
We'll go with Nicholas Vincent. Thank you, Nicholas, for lending your name to the story. God,
Nicholas, and then we'll see which one of the couple has a better last name.
By the way, I think then you're inciting incidents is there's this old lady like dying in the hospice, and she cares about this young man who's been busting his butt trying to keep the place clean. And again, he goes home and his place is a mess because he cleans up, he does bedpans and stuff all day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's exhausted. He comes home. He's exhausted. His wife's exhausted. You do. She gives him like this whistle, and she's like, if you blow it, Mr. Clean will show up and help you clean your life up. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that. Some magical, she has the magical MacGuffin that brings Mr. Clean into his life.
That's fun. I was going to say, you could do a thing where, he's
or maybe it's like a genie bottle. Do you know what I mean? Because actually, that was that people were also saying the earring was kind of like, and you know, the subtle hint is that Mr. Clean is a genie in a bottle, and you could do it as like this old bottle of Mr. Clean or something like that.
Oh, that's fun! Like an ancient.
And then he finally dumps it into the mop bucket and then starts stirring it around. And
oh
then,
my
like,
god, that's
a big
so
poof,
good!
And then Mr. Clean
that's
shows
so
up.
Okay, okay, good.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
so good.
So here's
good.
What
yeah.
I can see. Okay, so to give him like what's this existential crisis? There's this. I would do. There's this lady. who is near the end of her life, that this guy is, she's intolerable. He can't stand her because her place has to be squeaky clean. And you do that, like, he comes into work. It's his you know, his kid is like, why aren't you picking me up? He's trying to figure out, again, he's just trying to figure out his life right now. It's like, his older daughter who just got a car has to go pick up the son. The mom's going to be late too because she's working overtime. And it's time's up, but the room isn't clean enough. And there's some stain that he can't get out. He's sitting there scrubbing, cursing himself. And then a guy comes by. He's like, what are you doing? She passed away like a couple hours ago. And he's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's just like, what am I doing? Like, what's the point? And then they look. Yes, he gets the one thing he needs to put away is her last remains. Like, the final stuff he had. And he's moving this box to wherever they put it. And there's this bottle of Mr. Clean.
In her personal affects part of
thing. And there's like a note in there being like, thank you. And like, she left him something that's like,
because you never cleaned up enough.
Yeah, because you never cleaned up. Yeah, it's actually not sweet. It's like, it's like, I know I have stuff to deal with, but frankly, you should clean up more.
You need to clean yourself up. Yeah, whatever. Something
here's
like that.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah. The lawyer is like, she left this for you in her will.
Yeah. It's just a bottle saying you don't clean enough. He's like, man, fuck that lady.
And then he was supposed to pick up, you know, laundry detergent on his way. He was supposed to pick up cleaning stuff on his way home. He's like, I guess I'm using this.
No, that's great. It's like, first he's annoyed at her, and then he comes home and she's like, oh, did he pick up cleaning detergent? He's like, oh, hey, old bat did something useful for me. He's like, I did actually score one for me. I did something right today. Okay, so yes, this guy is like literally dealing with people at the end of their lives, and he's feeling like there's no purpose to what he does anymore. And this lady who lived her life cleanly. Again, I wonder if you could, whatever. I don't know. Like, I feel like this lady lived an awesome life, which is why she cares about her place being clean, even in the end of her life. Like, she's somebody who, she maintains her life. She cares about herself. And this guy gets the Mr. Clean genie bottle from a person who just died in his hospice home. Let's talk about the wife here.
Okay, the wife. School teacher?
We'll start with Harmony Johnson's, which just sounds like a real good school teacher name.
Harmony.
Right? Harmony. Thank you, Harmony, for lending your name.
Harmony and Nicholas.
School teacher, or again, like, she's the assistant principal, or like works in the administrative office at the school, or she's a band instructor. I don't know.
Her relationship with him, right? So when did they meet? So, when did they get married?
I think it's more about like what's going on.
What's
now?
The actual problem that Mr. Yeah. What is going, like, what? So their house is messy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think their house is messy every day. They don't clean. You could do that. One of their kids wants a clean house. He wishes upon a star.
Oh, like one of the kids is embarrassed to bring his friends over.
Oh, there's like a slumber party, and she's gig economy, so she's like Uber driving and everything. It's like, Mom, you're so embarrassing. I hate having to pay you to go to school, honey. You know. Oh my God, how good would this be if she Uber pools to kids
to drop
to school,
her kid off at
and
school,
and it's like all these other kids are in the car, and they're like, "Okay, thanks. Leave me 5 stars. Thanks, everybody. Oh, thanks, Miss Harmony. Thank you." And then getting out, she's like, "Ah, your fucking friend left me a 2.5-star review. Well, maybe mine should clean."
I think you were gonna say it's like there's she's Ubering some rando. Like,
oh, that's
while
really
driving her kid to school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, well, yeah, exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
I like having Uber. She even, they only have one car.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
So she has to Uber, she Ubers the husband to work.
Yes.
And then she Ubers all day. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so like, yes, his family is just hanging on. Okay, that's fun. I even like that she's probably like studying, like she's probably working also for, you know, she's also like going through school at the same time.
Yeah, the number of Uber drivers I've met who are like in school or in grad school is pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay. So you got Harmony and Nicholas. What was her last name?
We have Harmony Johnson and Nicholas Vincent.
They're the Vincent Johnsons.
The Vincent Johnsons.
The VJs.
Yes. Yeah. The MTV Music Video Awards.
Okay.
All right.
Actually, if you did, the guy has this bottle of laundry detergent.
It's not laundry detergent. It's an all-purpose melamine foam cleaner.
Mm-hmm. He throws it. I wonder if you could do something like, there's this kid who is like, he's embarrassed, like he has friends over and they make some comment about their house being dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's throwing away the trash. He sees his bottle of cleaner in the trash because the guy's like, this old bat just gave me stupid 1960s
cleaner.
Oh,
so the kid
cleaner.
Brings it.
And the kid brings it and he opens it to clean, and then Mr. Clean comes.
So you have a kid involved who is mad at his parents for not cleaning, so he finally decides to clean.
Yeah, like he's going to finally clean something.
Well, having the kid bring it in, like, you know, because I think I remember that. There were some kids I remember growing up with, like, that they were like, ooh, you don't want to go over to so-and-so's house. because that was like a real, you know, it's like, ooh, they're kind of dirty, you know, it's like, it's a real thing, and, you know, it's a real struggle, I think. And I could see a kid, one, the social ostracization that comes from that, you know, like there's, you know, there's some kids, you know, like they have the funk, you know,
to me, like, as a wake up call, the parents realizing, like, oh my God, we're the dirty family. Is there some, because I'm like, I'm also trying to dial in on like an event or like something that they, what is their goal, right? Like, what is the arc of the story revolve around? Do you do, like, they are going to host some event at their house,
like the PTA meeting or something, or
like, or there is some, like, it's, I don't know. Like, again, I'm trying to, like, what is the thing they want, and what are the stakes if it doesn't go?
I mean, the
right?
real,
like,
the real stakes is the kid gets so angry at his parents that he calls CPS on himself, and they're like, yo, this place is a mess. We're taking this kid away. It's like, I want to be gone, Mom. It's like, we have to clean this so that the government doesn't take our child. That's the real shit, Will, William.
They realize, I like that they... they forgot something. Like, they were part, again, they in order to be more, you know, fit in with all the other parents at the school, and now they have three kids there. It's like they joined the booster club, and then, you know, every month one of the members of the booster club hosts the monthly parents, you know, barbecue or whatever, and they both fucking forgot. Mm-hmm. Like, they assumed they weren't doing it, because there's like 80 parents. Like,
80
only
12
parents. People do it, but it's like a lottery, and they weren't there. They both missed the meeting last time, and then they got a text message from, like, the head of the boosters, be like, excited to see you guys on Wednesday. And they're like, They're like, oh, let's know if we need to bring anything. They're like, bring anything. And they're like, wait. And they're like, oh my God, we're hosting this thing. And they look around the house, and they both have so much shit to do. They're like, there's no way we're going to get this place taken care of in time for this booster club meeting.
Okay,
so why don't they just clean up, right? Is it what's holding them back from that?
There's this good tweet where somebody's like, I don't understand what millennials are talking about. According to the internet, it's very easy to live a perfect life. You work 14 hours a day, you sleep 10 hours a day, you meditate for 1 hour a day, you eat healthy, you do this, you do that. That's all you gotta do. It's like, it's impossible. Like, that's the, it's like, it feels impossible when you just put it all together. And like, these people are like, they're both working 10-12 hours a day. They got kids that they're taking care of. It's exhausting. They don't have people to help them.
What is the message at the end of this movie, though, I guess, is a question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's to get off your butt and finally
bootstraps,
work.
Bootstraps, jerks.
No, I think that's like the cynical. It's like, right, you don't read that book, the book you're talking about, like, tidying up and be like, oh, this book's an asshole for telling you to take care of yourself. Like,
yeah, but I mean, the book is about, hey, you have too much junk, throw your junk out. That's not like, spend 6 hours a day cleaning your apartment.
Sure, I think that would be the lesson would be, clean while you cook, right? It's like, yes, if you like clean a little bit.
No. This is the lesson.
That's a good song, by the way. Just what? Clean while you cook. That's one of the big numbers of this.
Clean while you cook.
Yeah.
The
cook
lesson
while
is
you clean.
The folly is the parents only do this out of shame at the beginning. The reason you clean is to tend to your own garden.
Yes.
Do you know
you,
what I mean?
You don't do it for others, or don't do it because you're supposed to.
You do it for yourself. You do it because you want to.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that, and then you do it out of self-care. And like, so at the beginning, it is the pressure of this thing, and it's the shame of their kids saying, they sent me home because I was too smelly. Like, they told me to go take a shower at school. Like, my clothes smell bad. Like, you know, whatever. And they're ashamed. They're ashamed that that they've let this happen to their family, right? And they're like, we can't be embarrassed by everybody. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because what you would do is like the midpoint, because then I could see like the midpoint is like they get Mr. Clean, right? And then they throw this big barbecue.
Yeah.
And Mr. Clean thinks they learned all the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But during this barbecue, they don't clean while they cook. And the next day, they don't clean up. They're just like, woo, we did it. Like, everybody thinks we're clean. And Mr. Clean becomes mean Mr. Clean.
Oh.
Mr. Clean's like, I'm going. They're like, what's the matter? It's like, we cleaned. It's like, you didn't learn anything from me. And he's so distraught that he leaves. And they're like, where did Mr. Clean go? And they realize that they need to want to. So the first thing is they clean out of shame. And because of that, like, oh, we should just do it. We're supposed to do it. Like, it's like, we're not good parents unless we clean and like all stuff. It's all this external reasons rather than just you need to clean
yourself.
I like that there
is this gigantic party and of course there's a huge mess afterwards.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Clean's like, all right, let's all get up and go clean. And they're like, I'll get it later. Oh, you do it. Like, oh, it's bullshit. I don't want it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
just
like,
do it
yeah.
tomorrow. This dish is going to be that much
It'd
different
tomorrow.
It'd
be like the dad's doing it because he wants to impress the booster club. The mom's doing it just because, like, one of her friends, like, calls her dirty, and she's like, I'm going to show her when she comes to the party. One of the kids doesn't want to be seen. Like, they all have some external reason, which is, like, fine. It makes sense, but, like, it doesn't come down to the basic thing.
It doesn't
is, like,
change. It doesn't lead to change.
Yeah, it doesn't lead to change. Just need to get their life. Again, it's the person who, like me, often will lose, like, 20 pounds, and then it doesn't get to the deeper problem, and then you just do it again.
You just gain it back. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they need to stay clean. Let's talk about these two kids really quick. I like the stinky boy.
Stinky boy.
Stinky boy.
Stinky boy.
I feel like I'm not going to use one of our listeners' names for stinky boy.
Stinky boy is Matt.
Matt. Matt the stinky boy.
And then you got older, just got driver's license daughter.
Maybe her thing is like keeping the car clean. Maybe like the car is well, okay.
Yeah, no, I like that. She keeps the car clean because that's the one thing her friends and everybody goes. Like it's like that form of cleanliness is just for others. Like she's like it's all about looks, but like she's a freaking mess. Like she has relationship problems. Her and her parents don't get along. Her bedroom is freaking crazy.
I will say I want to flip the genders on that because I do feel like it's vanity is always the girl's sin, not the guy's sin. Do you know what I mean? So, but I would say that I would make it the boy. But again, he's the one. Like he's the guy who's gonna move all of the junk off of his bed to take the selfie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Yeah. Like the and then you can have the stinky girl like who's like, you know, maybe 10 or something like that. And like she's getting made fun of for smelling
older brother
bed. Yeah.
Who keeps car clean.
He wants to be an influencer someday.
Already is, baby.
Yeah.
Influencer's a state of mind. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Stinky girl is we'll call her Freddie. Older brother keeps car clean, but nothing else is Matt, the board game collection, because that's where I impress people. And
the boy 100% wants to get on the people he's trying to impress is this the local like his there's an esports team at his school like a gaming clan and he's trying to get in with them.
No, that's gonna be fun.
He wants to impress a group of external
peers. Try to get to the
thing. Yeah, like sleepover or something like that. Yeah.
I'd make the stinky girl who is the stinkiest and the dirtiest of all of them, but her problem is like she's the most empathetic. She's this like very sensitive child, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because she knows she's the one that like feels the tension in the family more than any of them, mm-hmm. right? That like the parents are just trying to get by. The older son is like, you know, annoyed that they're not wealthy, that, you know, he's dealing with his like hormones and high school stuff. And she's just like, I wish my family was happier. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't take care of herself because she's so concerned about the family. Like she's constantly trying to help, but she's in everybody's way all the time. And she just doesn't give a shit about herself because she feels everybody else's tension and stress. It's like a very like common thing for like a kid just to like feel all the you know the problems of the family.
Oh, and she makes messes to get the attention of the
yes,
parents.
Yes, and I would even do yes.
She'll spill something all over herself because the only time that her dad spends with her is giving her a bath.
Or I was gonna say Dang. The only time that. Or I was gonna say the only time her and her she sees her parents together is when they're both mad at her, you know, sort of a thing.
Dang.
Like she's just like, oh man, and she's just miserable like deep down. Yeah. So she's the one who needs this help. She's the one who wants to help her family because it comes mm-hmm. as a very pure, childlike place.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Okay. I like that. Okay.
So she sees that she. Are we still doing the dad gets this bottle from this dying old lady?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yes.
And then she sees Mr. Clean and she's like, this guy is great. Like, yeah. She like goes on YouTube and looks up the commercials and he's like, he could clean this whole house up.
Oh, okay. The parents get in this huge fight because they both thought they were supposed to. The barbecue's happening.
The booster place, thing.
Yeah, booster.
What
thing.
Is the booster? I don't know.
The booster club.
Is.
It's just the parent organization.
Oh,
it's
like
just
PTA.
Organization that. Yeah, PTA.
Okay. But like St. they Francis do bake sales and fundraising.
Bake sales.
And
they help the sports teams. They set up, you know, cleaning the school. They just they do.
Oh, you could do, but if it's okay, if you're gonna do, it's a sport. Or the drama club.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then every month there's a big, or like again, like there's, they're in charge of the big fundraising club for the drama club this year. That's the thing the kid is on, the older brother.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because then all of his friends are going to come over to his house. It's his nightmare.
Yeah.
It's like he's been maintaining this careful illusion of the perfect home life, and he just is always making excuses for why people can never come home. And now all of his problems are coming home to roost.
Okay, so, okay, this is
And
good.
He can't get out of it because he doesn't want to be the kid who bailed on, you know,
the kid comes home. Matt comes home. He's like, like, what? Why is this place a mess? You realize that, like, the drama is coming this weekend. And the parents are like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, we forgot. He's like, you fucking forgot? It's like, where's the meat? Like, what are we going to do? Like, I'm going to be a loser. They get in this big fight.
Where's the brisket, Mom?
Freddie, the little girl, shows up and is, like, trying to, like, is, like, wondering what's happening. She's, like, she just got, like, an A on her paper. Mm-hmm. And, like, the older brother's like, shut the fuck up. She cries. The parents get mad. It's this big fight. And, or I was going to say, you could do something where, like, the girl's trying to do something nice. Like, she wanted to, like, bake them all cookies and she makes a big mess and they're just furious.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to bed angry and she's crying and she's very sad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and she comes downstairs in the middle of the night because she wants to clean up the place because she feels bad. She thinks it's all her fault, even though it's really not at all.
Man.
And she sees this Mr. Clean bottle and she's like, she doesn't know what to do with it though. She's just like pouring it everywhere and it's just like
super dangerous.
Yeah. And she's like by herself and she's just sitting on the
floor. She's cleaning the dog. Yeah.
She's sitting on the floor with this empty bottle and there's just stuff everywhere and she made a bigger mess and she's crying and then a teardrop falls into the bottle and Mr. Clean comes out and is like, what's the matter? And she's like, I'm just trying to clean this place. Like, well, let me help you. And your first song is this guy telling you how to use detergent or cleaning materials correctly. And then everybody comes down and the kitchen is spotless.
You gotta use wax on the
linoleum. And they're like, yeah, so everyone comes down the next day, the kitchen is spotless and they're like, what's going on? And then just this bald, yoked dude is just like washing dishes and he's like, I'm here to help you. I'm Mr. Clean.
And the parents freak out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, why'd they call the police? Why don't we want to do that? But essentially it comes down to whatever your little thing at the beginning is like, they realize who he is.
Yeah.
The guy picks up the bottle. It's from the old lady. And then he's like, I guess you're, and she's like, don't worry. And then they're, I don't know. He's like, I'm going to help you. Like, tell me what I'm here to help. What's your problem?
Yeah.
And the parents are like, I don't think we should have this guy in our house.
Well, yeah, no, at first they're like, we don't want this guy in this house. And they're also like, fuck this guy coming into our house and judging us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we've got it going on or whatever. And then they're like, we need to do this for our family. Like,
yeah.
We need to fucking get our
shit
together.
Arguing and he's standing there and they're like, can you give us a second? Can you just go outside for a moment? And they're arguing. And then in the background during the whole argument, he's like mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And everything. And they're like, yeah, I think he's got to go. And then they come out. One of the big things was like, who's going to mow the lawn? Who's going to get the barbecue place ready? And they walk outside like, excuse me, Mr. Clean, we need, and then they look and there's like,
it's
the barbecue
spotless.
And he's like, now this is the last time I'm doing this myself. From now on, you're going to have to learn to do it for you. And they're like, all right. And then they get Mr. Clean. I don't know, starts helping them.
I guess I could draw up some kind of employment at will contract or something with this guy.
Okay. How do we, what is the second act of this movie? Or like, what is your third act, like your road of trials, so to speak? What is building up to this big event?
Yeah.
Right? Like the,
do you start doing, the road of trials is cleaning. a lot of dance numbers fill up the time quite a bit. They all got... Oh, man, old movies could just get away with.
Bear with me, but it's like, okay, so there is, okay, so we know, like, at the end of the month is the thing, right?
Yeah.
And again, like, I don't, I just don't know that it can be presto changeo. Mr. Clean cleans the entire house and spotless.
Yeah, no,
do you know what I mean? Like, I think he does, maybe the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And then, because the kitchen's something get messy again very easily, right? And they're like, help us get, we need to do this thing for our son at the end of the month. Like, help us get ready. Help us throw this, thing or whatever, right? I don't know what his side of that is on like a plot level. Oh man, we're running out of time.
Let's just work ignoring the second act for a second. If we got to, cause there's a big chunk missing.
Yeah.
But if you got to this thing where they do this barbecue and it cleans up and then the next day nothing's changed, what would be the result of that? And how would that lead to your final act?
What is the deal with Mary Poppins? Is he just hires her to be the nanny?
Yeah,
right?
The way it works is that the kids want like a nice nanny, and he's like, they see the kids write. I think the kids write like
letter. Yeah.
Like saying we want this, and the dad's like, you need something more stern. You need somebody to take care of your shit. And he tears up the letter and throws it, and then it floats through the air, and then the person they asked for literally comes down.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. They just go on a fun adventure and clean up and go and hang out with whatever the dancing Dick Van Dyke, and they dance with penguins and. It's a big old joy. And then at the end, the dad's like, man, everybody was really happy without me. Like, I should be a better dad.
Well, then, okay, bear with me. What if you do that Mr. Clean moves in as, like, a live-in maid, essentially?
Mm-hmm.
Or not a maid, like a, yeah, or yeah, a maid, essentially. Yeah, you would do that, like, they're like, we can't afford help. Are you kidding me? Like, we're barely making money as it is.
Yeah.
And then take this from another angle. It's a little less magical.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, maybe you get the, just get the magic, instead of doing the magic potion thing. You would do, they find out that they're, again, like, they're kind of low moment. moment is they find out that their kid put a want ad on Craigslist for a maid,
uh-huh.
right? And so then all these fucking people keep showing up being like, I'm here to clean your place, like, uh-huh. I heard you need like a, or whatever, I don't know, something like that. Like, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I don't know.
Mm. And then...
But my thought being that, like, they're like, we'll keep you on until... The party, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Like, there is essentially what the agreement winds mm-hmm. up being with Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, like, you know, like, we'll do it for a month or something like that. Like, maybe instead of him being just literally a magical genie, you do, like, they have a little bit of money tucked away, mm-hmm. and they decide to hire Mr. Clean to help them clean.
Mm-hmm. I think to try to do it as, like, it's like a big musical. Like, I think, just bear with me. It's like, if each, like, again, your musical numbers are going to be, again, there could be something fun about, like, the stinky girl, like, it would help if she just learned to do her own laundry. And it also help out her parents.
So you got a laundry song.
You get a laundry song, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you got this fucking vain older brother who just cleans his bed for his selfies, and the place is a mess. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't listen to Mr. Clean. He's too fucking cool. But Mr. Clean shows him
how,
like,
many followers you have on Instagram, Mr. Clean.
And then Mr. Clean, Procter Gamble's, how many do they have? Whatever, they have 10 million followers. Like, oh shit, maybe I should listen to you. And but the brother just realizes that, like, if the whole house is clean, he has more places for selfies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they convince him. And you have about cleaning the room and putting stuff away. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if you can just do it's like, again, Clean is helping each of them with their own problems, but it needs to build to, but all of them miss, like, the main lesson, which is, like, the way they're all going to come together.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, that's what it is.
So your second act is him helping them all with their problems that you set up at the beginning, right? They each have something. Like, mm-hmm. the little girl is stinky and she gets made fun of at school. The dad just is fucking miserable, and because he cleans all day at work, he's like, whatever, we clean up. Somebody's going to clean up when we're going to die, and then we die, so who cares? And he's just depressed. Mm-hmm. He's depressed with his job. And then Harmony is just overworked and fucking crazy. Like, she just drives everybody else around to what they're doing, and she feels like she's standing still, right? Like, she spends her days driving people to all this great stuff that they're going on, and she just helps her family around, mm-hmm. And then everybody else around.
Yeah, no time for herself.
Yeah, and she's told herself she has, like, she's gonna go back to law school or something, but it's like she has the law book in the back of her car, but she never does anything with mm-hmm. it, right? So she needs to fucking go out there. So they all have something.
Yes.
And
I like, for Harmony, I would do that. It's the trunk is a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, my trunk was disgusting.
Yeah,
I was just carrying. But like, I was in my trunk. I was just carrying all of my old baggage from college. Like,
yes.
I had a bunch of my ex girlfriend's shit in there. Like, it was just like, I'm like, what am I doing with all of this junk?
Damn, such a metaphor.
I know, but like, so you would do
we
it.
Get
as,
it, Will? You dated a lot.
Okay.
But yes, they're holding all this baggage in the back, and it's like, it's out of sight, out of mind, but it's not out of mind. It's a constant shame.
But for her, the baggage would be like, if she quit school,
mm-hmm. yeah.
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she has, like, her books are in there. It's the stuff she hasn't bought, she can't bring herself to throw out, so it just gets messier and messier and messier.
Yes.
Like, I kind of like something like that, do you know what I mean? And
Mr.
Clean, like, is cleaning out her trunk. She's like, oh, don't look in the trunk, like, I can't look in the trunk.
Yeah.
And then, like, he finds the stuff, and it's like, you know, like, this is why we clean.
Yeah.
That song is called Junk in the Trunk.
So then the family feels great. They all are like, she's getting back to her job. The hospice worker had just got a promotion because he's not just cleaning what he needs to. Like, they all are doing great. And then Mr. Clean, the final song is like, well, family, you're all doing well. Let's get this place ready. I know it seems like a lot, but you've all been cleaning little pieces. Let's get this place ready for the barbecue. And there's this great thing, and they do it. The family works together, and they've never been happier. All these things are kind of by themselves. And, like, he's also getting, like, why are you mad at your older brother during the song and whatnot?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's helping them out. He's essentially acting as a therapist while cleaning.
Yes.
And they do this barbecue, and, like, everybody's impressed. Like, her friends are coming, like, oh, I didn't realize you're going back to law school, because she has the books. I was just like, oh, yeah, I just started again. Like, wow, that's really cool. And, like, the dad's talking about how much he loves his job, and the girl smells really good and whatnot. And
gets the lead part in the musical or whatever.
Yes, and it feels like a very Simpsons joke. It's like Mr. Clean wakes up. I don't know where he lives. He lives in a treehouse or whatever. He wakes up. He comes down to tell the family he's leaving, and he opens the door, and it's a big mess, and everybody's right back where they are. And mm-hmm. it's the true problem of cleaning. It's easy to do it once, mm-hmm. but they all of a sudden have this mindset. She's like, yeah, but it's like, I didn't realize, like, I have to do my laundry again. But yes, Mr. Clean sees that none of them really learned the lesson.
Why didn't they learn the lesson?
Because it's hard to keep, it's hard to maintain.
Okay.
And they have this, like, well, we did it. Everybody was impressed. It's like, it's a lot of work. It's the classic, it's like, it was great for 1 week, But she's like, yeah, he's like, why are your books away? She's like, I got too much shit. Like, I didn't realize we were late on our electricity. I'm working double time on Uber. And she drives off. Mm-hmm. And she's like, why didn't you put your clothes in laundry? He's like, oh, my brother's clothes were in there. I don't have time. I got to go. Their brother's like, I got too much shit. Like, who cares? And also,
well, you
I
would
found-
do they all get something
yeah.
at the barbecue that then becomes the new thing they're preoccupied with.
Yes.
So the brother gets in to the play.
Yes.
Right? And so
he doesn't have time anymore to
clean.
He
doesn't have time. And then
I
you
have barely time to take selfies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let alone clean.
So they all don't do it, and then Mr. Clean says, you guys should keep doing it, and the final song is...
He dies.
He dies.
He died for your sins. It's called... That's actually the name of the full final number.
What does Mr. Clean really want? Like, he's the one person we haven't figured out.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like, I do think you need to... It needs to get personal for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, again, like, he goes from town to town helping people clean.
Yeah.
And then he leaves.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, he doesn't have, again, it's like you need that kind of, you need the thing Freddie was talking about. Like, what is his mess he's running away from? Or what is he hiding from? Or what is he, like, again, like, if he's like, oh, everything's great if you clean. And then, like.
It's like, if you don't love yourself, you're going to be just like me.
All right, guys, this is very good. However, we have 5 minutes remaining. I'm hard enforcing this. Hard out 5 minutes.
Okay.
We are getting in the car. I'm starting it up. I'm connecting my Bluetooth to my phone. We're listening to tunes. 5 minutes to break it starting now. Go.
All right. What do we have right now? You have
kind of up to the third act.
We have a family of four who are all miserable for different reasons. We have a young girl who's trying to figure out why her family is so miserable, and she's putting it on her own. She's blaming herself. We have a kid who doesn't care about his family, who's just trying to be cool with the kids at school and doesn't help out around the house. We have a husband who is miserable with his job and feels like he's just going to die anyway, so why care about anything? And we have a woman who is putting everybody else on the line. She's driving everybody else to their cool professions, and what she really wants to do sitting in her trunk. We have all these people who have these crises. And then Mr. Clean shows up, and the first thing he does is he's helping them all while helping them clean up their life. And this is all building to this little mini family crisis, which is this whole place has to be cleaned before their son's drama club
thing. Yes. All right. So you have your midpoint. They all got what they wanted. And then essentially our question is, what happens then? Like, you have essentially more or less the first half of this thing, but it's essentially what happens after that. And we like the idea of, like, you know, some sort of, like, something happening as a result of that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Again, the other thing you can do is, like, the maybe it's just the moment where I feel like the end moment, by the way, is, like, Mr. Clean shows up and, like, they don't even know that he's there because they don't need him anymore.
Right, right.
Like,
he kind of looks over and
smiles.
And
it's a sad moment. It's like, well, I'm by myself. But it's like, yeah, this family's good. And then he goes and he leaves.
Okay. All right. I have something.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you need some big crisis. Again, it needs to be a crisis happens because everyone's not cleaning and everyone's like. So I would do the kid is going to be Peter Pan in the musical or whatever, right? And you would do through the zany neglect with the laundry and whatever, his costume gets ruined.
Yeah.
It gets chocolate sauce all over it or something like that. And they throw it in the wash and it shrinks.
Mm.
And, you know, like he's like, oh my God, like I'm going to fucking die. Like, are you kidding me? And then you would do the whole family has to come together to like, make him a new costume and get him to the fucking show on time. And like, that's the thing they're going to rally around, and they don't have Mr. Clean's not coming back for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do. Mr. Clean's last thing is he causes a mess.
Mm-hmm.
They need that last little push. Like he's the one who he becomes Mr. Mean Mr. Clean
mean
or whatever.
Mr. Clean.
And I like turning to Mean Mr. Clean. I was going to say, because the Simpsons, if I believe they're Mary Poppins, I would say they essentially abuse Mr. Clean. And they didn't learn the lesson, which is not that you're going to have a Mr. Clean around. It's that each of you are each other's Mr. Clean.
Ooh.
What you need is your family.
Yes.
Like you all need to help each other. And if you all like, yes, it is impossible just to do it on your own, because that is like a little bit of like all you gotta do is step up. It's like, yeah, you do, but you also need other people helping you. And yes, they don't learn the lesson. Like, what are you talking about? We need your help. And then he stares at them.
2 minute warning.
And he raises his hands, and like a genie, he messes up the whole house. And he goes, "Good luck, motherfuckers," and he goes away.
That is the line he uses. That's the song. It's good luck, parenthetical motherfuckers.
They all panic, but then they all learn their lesson. They all go and the little girl's like, "Wait, it's okay. Like, I can do the laundry. I learned to do the laundry. I'll take care of that." And the kid's like, "You're gonna mess up." He's like, "No, I won't." He's She's like, okay, you're right. You know what? I learned to clean the beds. I'll go clean the beds. And all the family comes together and they all do it, like, by themselves. And they get to the drama recital, like, just in time, and his thing's clean. And
okay, yes. Okay, all right. Here's what you do. The mom gets invited to host book club.
Yeah.
For the other
study group.
There's a study group. A law school study group. We all get together or something like that, right? And so she's like, "Cool, I can do it."
Yeah.
And then, but it's the same day as the kids recite. Is the kids' dress rehearsal or whatever, right? And then you do, go ahead.
You have it. No, you had it before. Yes. Just you do this the first time, because here's the ending. It's like Mr. Clean, they all work together. How do you do Mr. Clean? This will end a little horny, I'm sorry. But it ends. They have this thing. The son, who's always so selfish, goes and he's like, hey, mom and dad, why don't you go home? I'm going to take my little sister, who I never hang out with, to a movie. He knows the parents need some time. The brother and the sister go off and have brother and sister time.
Yeah.
And then the end of the movie is the mom and dad walk in to the house, and then Mr. Clean stares at the
watching.
My work here is done. It's like they need the relationship. The brother and sister needed to come together. The family came together to save them.
So yes, after the thing, no one wants to do the dishes after the party, right? Yeah. Mr. Clean realizes they're still late. They've learned how to clean, but now they haven't learned how to keep cleaning.
20 seconds.
Right? And so then, yes, he causes, and they're all back to their own selfish bullshit. So he causes a cry. He becomes mean Mr. Clean. He's pissed off at all this dirt they're leaving around. So he sets off a Rube Goldberg chain of cleaning-related disasters, ending the kids' thing getting ruined. There's a huge stain on the carpet right before the fucking study group's coming over, and then he bails on the family. And they're like, oh my God. Yes.
That's five. We're pulling up into Procter & Gamble now.
We'll
get the ending.
Yeah.
In the elevator pitch right after this.
Hello, are you looking for a new comedy podcast? In which case, can I draw your attention to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast? It's a fictional industry podcast for the beef and dairy industries. It won Best Comedy at the 2017 British Podcast Awards, and it features wonderful guests such as Greg Davis.
To my knowledge, it's the only cow circus that's ever existed in this country. In rural Russia, every small town has a cow circus.
Josie Long.
You should have a beef. Have a beef with them. I have a beef with you. I will have a beef with you. Come round my house and I'll have a beef with you.
And Andy Daly.
That virus never existed. There was never any such thing as a mad cow disease. That was all an illusion that Big Lamb came up with.
That's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts from. And I would recommend starting at episode 1. Bye.
All right, hey everyone, we're back. Thanks for listening to the podcast thus far. I am with Matt. We're in the car. We're heading over to Mr. Clean's house, and this place is gorgeous. Matt, I think you have the honors this week. Let's go ahead and walk up to the front door, this sparkling patio. I'm going to go ahead and press the doorbell right now.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Clean. We've never met.
Please take off your shoes before entering my domus. Thank you so much.
I think
the Asians do this, and I don't know why everyone doesn't do this. Because why track in dirt from outside? It's your shoes. Here, put on these indoor sandals that I have for my guests.
Put on the sandals, man. You're going to offend him.
Okay, I got sandals on.
Thank you. Come sit on this couch. Tell me, what brings you to my clean neighborhood?
We are filmmakers at Rocket Jump. And
I've been in a few films myself, you know.
You have. You've been in many commercials. And I think the world needs to learn from you. I think big pop culture movies are where we can give good morals and good lessons to the world. I think you are an icon, and I think you should be the next big summer family blockbuster.
I agree. Hit me with that pitch, baby.
So here's what we're going to have. You know of Mary Poppins, I'm assuming.
Love Mary Poppins. They got a remake coming. Love it. That Lynn. Love them.
Not to discount Lynn and Disney, but I think as much as we love Mary Poppins, I think it's a little dated. I think what we need today, I think we need a Mary Poppins for the modern day. You need a Mary Poppins about a family that's just trying to make it in modern day life. Mm. It's stressful. There's too much to do. Nobody can get anything done. And if there's one thing that people don't find time for, it's you.
Cleaning. Yourself.
Yes.
Self-care.
So what we have is a wonderful musical about a modern day family.
Ooh, who's just musical.
Trying to, yes, musical. Who's just trying to make it by. You got the father who is depressed with his job. He's at a hospice. He cleans all day for people who are about to die the next day. He's having an existential crisis. You have a wife who is just barely making it by, Ubering around town, trying to supplement their income just so their parents, their kids can go to school. Mm. And she's left behind her ambitions. Ooh. You have an older brother who doesn't give a shit about the family. He's just trying to, he's vain.
I'm going to have to stop
give
you there.
Poop about the family. It's a PG movie.
Thank you.
And he doesn't care about, and you got this young daughter who's just miserable because her family's miserable and she doesn't take care of herself and she's the stinky kid at school.
Ooh.
And this all comes to a head. The family's miserable because they have a huge event that they're throwing for the drama club.
Mm.
And people are going to come to this horrible, disgusting house. How are they going to get this thing clean? And there's a big
fight. I have a line of products that could help
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. And there's this big fight and the young daughter just comes downstairs in the middle of the night and she's just trying to help out the family and clean the place, but she can't because she hasn't learned how. And she picks up a bottle of Mr. Clean. And instead of cleaning, she cries.
Oh.
And a teardrop falls on the bottle, and that calls you, Mr. Clean, the hero of the movie. You come to this family.
That is how you summon me.
In a series of wonderful musical numbers, you teach the family.
Could you please name some of the, just tell me the names of some of these musical numbers, won't you? And you as well, Will.
I think there's Scrub-a-Dub-Dub, We've Gotta Clean This Tub.
Ah, the bathroom cleaning sequence,
the bathroom cleaning song.
Mr. Clean works great on porcelain.
There's
don't be stinky, be
thinky.
Be thinky.
And that's about cleaning and studying at the same time.
We'll workshop that one.
There's mops and hops, the hop mops, sock hop. That's a little mop jam. And then
what's the one that's going to
be a selfie unless you clean your selfie?
Oh yeah, that's exactly.
For the social media generation, which is the one that's going to be nominated for the Oscar this year?
That would be It's a Clean World feat. Pitbull and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I love Pitbull.
Don't be mean.
He's
be
also
clean.
Bald.
Don't be mean. Be clean.
Ah,
yeah, that's the Mean Mr. Clean song.
That's Mean Mr. Clean.
Oh Ooh. Yeah, Mean Mr. Clean shows
so
up.
So yes, so we came Ooh. Back to so. The movie goes, so there's the big barbecue, and the family learns their lesson, or so you think. They clean up the place, they have this big thing, they all get what they want. The stinky girl's no longer stinky, the mom is beginning to go back, is working for law school, and the son impresses his whole group, and he goes through the drama club. But here's the thing, the next day, Mr. Clean comes downstairs, and the place is a mess. Why? Because life's not easy to stay clean. Now the son's gotta go to drama club, right? Now the little girl's popular, and she's going out for her first sleepover, and she hasn't cleaned up. The mom hasn't, you know, done shit, whatever. The dad is a mess. And he's like, what happened? They're like, well, it's hard to stay clean. They didn't learn the lesson. It's not just about cleaning. It's about maintaining a clean life. So there's this big, it's his first musical. The son's going to the first musical. And Mr. Clean, they haven't learned the lesson. They get mad at Mr. Clean, be like, who's you to judge us? And you turn to mean Mr. Clean. And you fuck up the whole house.
Whoa.
And you say, family, deal with it. And you leave. And what does the family realize? They all are Mr. Clean. They all help themselves. They all help each other, most importantly. So the girl's like, don't worry, I know how to do the laundry. And the son's like, don't worry, I can do this. The mom's like, don't worry, I'll clean the car. And together, they make it to the musical just in time. The son has a big number. It goes fantastic. And they've all are a happier family. And the son takes his sister out to a movie. And the mom and dad come home and they have sex for the first time in 8 years. And Mr. Clean watches it.
I specifically like this part of the movie.
And he turns the camera and he goes, the end? ? And then you cut back to the husband and wife and they're still fucking.
I have one question. This is a very good horny ending for this movie, but one question. As you know, I wear an earring on my left ear.
Yes.
What's that all about?
You're a genie. It's your ear genie ring.
It looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
You're damn right it does. Thank you, boys. I think this one gives the clean light.
Very good.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you, Procter & Gamble, for not letting us specifically use Mr. Clean. But, hey, let's say, hey, Will,
yes.
we had some fan art that I wanted to specifically call out this
week.
We
had a ton of incredible fan art for Ski Free. The heroine of our story herself, Kira McDonald, gave us an incredible woodblock print for Ski Free.
It's cool.
It's stunning. Not a print, a woodblock. It's a painting on wood. It's stunning.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get the thing over to Instagram because Instagram's an app-based. It's annoying, but we'll figure it out.
We're figuring it out. Shouts out to Sam Archangel, Caleb Rada, our good friend 8 once again, and downtown Ryan Alistair Brown for showing up. 8 also did a picture for us from Freddie's Dream. Marky Mark Hudson also threw in some art. So thank you guys all so much.
And thank you.
And Eddie Anthony. Didn't want to forget Eddie.
Oh. And thank you, Nicholas and Harmony, for submitting your names to the story break, story muses. For those of you who wish to maybe hear your name in the potential future episode, hit us up at RJ Story Break. And that's also where we're retweeting this very awesome fan art that people are doing.
Also, thank you to all 300 of you who reviewed this show. We finally hit 300 reviews on iTunes, which I know it sucks to ask for reviews, but like going on iTunes and being reviews on iTunes helps us a lot. It helps us get seen in the searches. So thank you for everybody who's reviewed it. Now we're just waiting for that 300 five-star reviews. So if we can get a couple more, that'd be great. And if you know if it's not five-star, that's fine. You know, whatever, we try.
Speak your heart. I mean, you know, we're just pouring ourselves and our souls out here every week. But, you know, just
if you think
ahead.
That's worth 3 stars, then, you know, whatever. I get it. We'll try better.
Thanks as well to the Maximum Fun Network for having us. And a mad thanks to Cameron Covell, our ace editor, for cutting this beast together. Because this is going to be
slicing out all the garbage that we spew and turning it into some form of listenable something. We're doing our best, and Cameron's doing most of that work. So, until next week, folks, don't
worry
about
cleaning
your
podcast.
Strange. Very strange one this week.
Bye, guys.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about butts.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too. Butts, 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 butts.
No. Will you change your mind?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.